1027 Breakfast.
Hop on a 27 Breakfast on Thursday morning, and as per usual, we'd like to invite into the studio Reverend Shona. Good morning, Shona.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I am very well, thank you. It's nice to see you bright and breezy as we go into, well, can be described only as autumn, I suppose.
That's correct.
It's getting a bit colder.
Much better.
Better?
Yes, I agree.
Much better.
Oh,
I do agree.
I'm not sure about that. What words of wisdom are you going to give us today?
So I promised I would look at perspective today. So Bunny and I were chatting about her school reunion, and she was saying she can't believe how small the Rodin school grounds are.
Yeah, I remember it being so big and expansive, and going back, it felt so little.
So yes, so as a child you thought they were huge, and it was a far way, I remember you saying, to walk between classes. Now I shared a similar experience when I took my daughter, niece and nephews to Makanda, also known as Grahamstown before, last year. I thought it was so far to walk from DSG to college, as we shared classes from grade 10. It's actually one road separating the schools.
Oh, wow.
Just one road.
Wow.
I also remember thinking my mom was ancient when she turned 40. Can you remember that, Simon?
Yes.
Oh, my children think I'm ancient and I'm in my 50s. It's like, come on.
Yes. So I was thinking about this, and if our perspective on dimension changes so much as we get taller and a bit more mature, then there's even more reason for us to be very careful about making judgments. We are told we shouldn't judge someone unless we've walked a mile in their shoes. I always say we should try not to judge unless we've walked 2 miles in their shoes. And it's not just people we judge, we also judge situations as well, and we can be wrong. I'm more and more aware of the fact that my perspective changes and the way I view things changes as I gain more experience and knowledge. It is as if I had glasses on, take them off from time to time and clean the lenses, and suddenly I see more clearly, or even something completely new that I may have missed before. In their writings, M.G. Williams have a few sentences that struck home for me. They wrote, "I believe in compassion and understanding. I believe in searching below the surface. And this for me is having a new perspective. Always look beneath the surface and try to understand, not judge. I believe in looking for good, for beauty, for joy. I always say we find what we're looking for. So let's look beneath the surface, withhold judgment, and look for good, for beauty, and for joy." And if you are celebrating Easter, I hope that you have a wonderful Easter.
And you too. I know it's a busy time.
Thank you.
Reverend Shona will be back on Sunday morning at exactly 6 for half an hour. And if you want to go onto our Facebook page, you'll find some words of wisdom from her today, there, right now.
Hot 1027 Breakfast with Airlink.
Wake the fun up with Parky, Bunny, and Simon.
Fly Airlink, connecting Southern Africa.